Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prisoners will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations, who got the money? That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control, and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor, and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, that is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries, and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems, so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching has never changed anything.
Okay. We're still in January 2024. Happy New Year for those who are you out there that haven't heard it said. We're just going to do a real short podcast tonight because we're starting to do weekends. We did a little something yesterday. We're doing a little something tonight, trying to find out where we're going to fit in on Sundays. But we will be on our usual time because we've been on 10 years now. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here in the United States. So that's tomorrow morning. And the topic, we'll be covering the home mortgage ripoff, So we'll be discussing things all through the week dealing with rooms for rent. But put it this way, the bottom line is this. And the amount of time that you spend working and the amount of money that you pay for renting a room in many cases, not all cases, but in many cases, or working to pay off a 30-year mortgage within a matter of hours, 20 to 40 hours, you can actually learn how to build your own debt-free house. So that's what we'll be talking about little bit by little bit each day of this week. All right. So, look, that's it. We're going to cut it short for tonight. Like we're trying to find our way where we fit in best on Sundays or the weekends, which is Saturday and Sunday. Yesterday we were at 10:30 a.m. So 6 days a week we'll be going at 10:30 a.m. And then Sunday, you know, we bring it into the evening. But then Monday morning, tomorrow morning we'll be back. And plus tomorrow's a holiday, Martin Luther King birthday, so we'll have some discussion on that or whatever you guys want to talk about. And anyway, our new name, well, we've grown up, is BIY, Build It Yourself Shacks, BIY, Build It Yourself Shacks. That's all about how to build your own home. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the night. See you tomorrow morning.